Welcome to the View Crew,
everyone.
View.
I think we're calling it the View Crew.
Mostly we just get like laser sounds.
It's like
laser.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because there's a lot of lasers in the things we watch. Yeah. So
there weren't any in this though.
There was some pyrotechnics, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely some trippy visuals.
Yeah.
Okay, so we thought we would do something fun for the Patreon because we like to mix it up. If we have D&D Court not 2 weeks in a row, but if we have it twice in a month, we'll throw something special in the Patreon. And
this is how we have fun because we don't need drugs to have fun.
Thank you. Stay on our toes.
I got pretty fucked up for this viewing, actually.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, it deserves it.
So this is Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
Classic.
From 1990. Mm-hmm. The cast is stacked.
Yeah, so I think this was made to be a PSA of every beloved cultural cartoon IP telling kids not to do
to
drugs.
Just say no.
And it started
the jump scare at the opening.
It started with an intro of George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
and his wife and her dog.
Yeah. Telling us like how important it is to like listen to these cartoon characters as they tell us not to do drugs.
We basically watched a government funded anti-drug propaganda from 1990.
Yeah.
And we haven't said anything, Murph. I actually thought it was really good.
I know I always say this. The message is wrong. We know Just Say No doesn't work. Yes. We know Just Say No doesn't work. Listen to this cast.
Yeah, I also wrote down the cast.
It's a deep roster. Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield.
Unreal.
Alf.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh.
Whoa.
Kermit the Frog.
I'm dying.
Alvin
Kermit,
and the Chipmunks.
By the way, worth clarifying, it's Baby Kermit.
Baby Kermit. Yeah. Baby Kermit from Muppet Babies, still, which was so hot at the time.
Yeah, still a get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny.
Wow.
Michelangelo of the Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. Huey, Dewey, and get this, Louie.
All three.
Louis.
Oh, I wrote them down as Scrooge's nephews.
That's technically sure. Correct. That's correct.
I call them Wrong Donalds.
And then Daffy Duck. And then, of course, George H.W. Bush.
Right. Do you think that George showed this to Jeb to get his take on it? Like when it was in like the, when they were in the editing bay together?
I wonder. Yeah. Well, you have an article that you found that apparently like congressmen got a like advanced cut of this. This was like a government funded thing.
I really think it was because I was sitting, because it started with this aging Bush couple addressing camera. I was like, oh, so basically Bush Senior went to every popular property and was like, hey, you got to do this for free.
He was the Nick Fury of his day.
Well, that's the thing though, right? Is that it answered it instantly because my question coming into this, when I saw the stacked cast, I was like, how the fuck did all of these creators agree to do this? And then once I saw George H.W. Bush at the beginning, I was like oh, they got like government grants.
They got a letter all from got the president.
They all got like tax breaks and a ton of money.
It was funded by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences. They have like a specific, you know, charity division. And then also McDonald's.
What?
Okay.
How did McDonald's not sneak in some brand promotion? McDonald's should love weed.
It's crazy. I think this is, you know...
I cannot believe that we didn't have like a Hamburglar be like, what's up, dude? You know what's better than weed? McDonald's.
I'm going to say something a little controversial. You know, companies used to have honor.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I did feel nostalgia stir inside me as I was watching this. And I was like, why? What am I nostalgic for? And then I was like, I think it makes me nostalgic for a time when like, at least the country pretended to want a middle class, right?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Like, there was just so, there was, I think I am nostalgic for that time now for that reason.
For a dad to have a garage.
Oh my God. The dad in this was such an 80s/90s dad.
Are we going to talk about the fact that at one point he said, where some of my beers are missing. And he took out his beers and they were in like a farmer's crate.
And also he just casually drinks so many beers that the wife is like, you probably just drank them while watching football
last
just night.
Crushed and he's while watching the Broncos.
The dad just doesn't remember.
You don't remember. You blacked out.
So the dad for sure just drank like seven beers and isn't sure if he had 5 or 7.
Oh, so like already, because they didn't even, I thought that was supposed to imply that the kid had.
It did.
It does.
But right. the fact that they don't know, because the dad crushes so many beers casually.
It had nothing to do with that kid's friends. The bad influence was in the
house. Was the dad.
The call's coming from inside the house and the call is wasted.
Yeah.
So should we do a brief synopsis?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I actually
Let's
have a very specific question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So kicking it off, we've got Michael, who's the older brother, and then there's Corey.
Corey is the younger sister who I actually think was animated so distractingly womanly looking. They gave her like reality show eyelashes. So when you first see Winnie the Pooh in bed with her, I was like, what's Winnie the Pooh doing in bed with a human woman?
Well, she's so dressed. She's dressed in like a 1920s nightgown.
Yeah.
Like a pink frilly nightgown.
The older brother just looks kind of like a, he just looks he like looks your like classic you teenager from cartoon. He just has like a white t-shirt on and jeans.
Yeah.
And the little girl is
But the younger sister looks like she's wearing makeup.
Yeah. The little girl is 5'5" and wearing a weird dress.
The little girl is Betty Draper.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have said that was peculiar, but now that I have daughters, I know they just like to wear weird frilly nightgowns.
Sure.
That's just a thing.
It was more like that it looked like she was wearing makeup. And when we first saw her, I didn't understand that's a child. I was like, whoa, Winnie the Pooh has a wife?
What? Okay, I will just be clear. It does not look like that at all.
No one else saw that. No one else saw
does
that.
Winnie
did like
the
a double take
a
of like, what?
The only thing I love more than a smackerel of honey is my delicious wife.
Okay. So first off, let me say this.
Yeah.
Every single time, the cameos were so A-list that
so
every time it cut to someone, I gasped.
I kept saying, whoa.
Yes.
I'm not even like a, like nostalgically attached to most of these properties.
People just hated drugs. People hated drugs so much they would give their IP away. For
yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
It was breathless.
Yeah.
It was nonstop, a mile a minute.
The
huge hitters.
The pace of the heavy hitters. So we kick off. Okay. Yeah. So this little girl, clearly a little girl, is in bed with her stuffed toy, not her husband.
Says
Winnie the Pooh. So first thing we see is Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie's
he's just a doll
to
at this point.
Obviously.
Yeah. He's just a toy. We see a hand come in and steal her piggy bank.
Uh-oh.
This is Michael, the older brother
older
who's
brother.
On drugs, we're going to find out. The Papa Smurf, who's in a book, there's like a little storybook of the Smurfs.
Yeah, he jumps out of the book and no one else does. They really didn't need to do that.
They all jump out of the book.
But they all jump out of stuff. They all either come to life because they're either toys or like from posters or books.
Yeah,
or stuff
you're right.
Like
that's
that.
Fair.
They basically operate, except for Slimer, who just
Slimer is just a fucking ghost.
That's his name.
Comes out of the wall because he's a ghost.
So, oh, I forgot to say Slimer.
It's buttoned up.
Yeah.
Stop critiquing.
Yeah, Slimer is a ghost. Okay, it's buttoned up, Caldwell.
And Alf's real because he's a puppet.
It is weird that Slimer is just real and everyone else is toys of the thing that come to life. And they seem to live by sort of a Toy Story code of trying to pretend that they're not alive when the people are around, but they're way looser with it.
Yes.
They're so loose.
They didn't really seem
they're
to
so
pretend.
Sloppy.
I think they had to make sure that it like it wasn't a hallucination because like if this showed you that by doing drugs you could see cartoon characters,
you could talk to the Smurfs.
You're so right.
They do have to toe that line.
They do really have to toe that line because there are a lot of scenes in this that are like, this is a drug trip.
Yeah.
What you're
yeah.
doing right now.
Oh, there's
now,
a lot of parts.
The entire third act is a drug trip.
It seems fun.
We'll get
to
it.
Yeah. Okay. So Papa Smurf sees that the piggy bank has been stolen, rings the bell in, what is it called? Is it Smurfville? I don't know where the Smurfs live.
I don't
Sounds
know.
Right.
But I didn't realize how much they said Smurf.
Oh, they say it for every
says,
noun.
That's their thing.
Or verb.
It's Smurfin' time or something
They say
like
it
that.
Just for everything. They say it instead of saying fuck.
As
they
someone say married to a Murph, I was like, should I get into the Smurfs? is it too late?
It's Murfin' hot out here.
Smurf Village, it looks like Wiki says they live in.
Oh, Smurf Village? That's no fun. That's no fun at all. Let's react
It should be
that.
Smurfville.
It should be Smurfville. Okay, so Papa Smurf rings the bell, and all the Smurfs
or
wake.
Smurfs the bell.
Smurfs the bell.
Yeah,
and Smurfs all the Smurfs wake up. They're all very upset. Smurfette, by the way, not in sight. Only boy Smurfs.
Couldn't get her.
Couldn't get Smurfette. That's one A-lister we lost.
So we can confirm though that Smurfette does drugs.
Smurfette does drugs because she's like, I can't do this because I need to deal with all these
Smurfette spoons. Smurfette had done the research and realized that Just Say No doesn't really work.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
She was actually dating Scruff McGruff at the time.
Yeah. Whoa. It is very funny for, you know, the animators were just sitting there and they're just like, it's too distracting to have Smurfette here. There's too much going on. We can't have a girl.
People are going to think that Winnie the Pooh is married to Smurfette.
Yeah, we cannot have a girl.
We need them to think he's married to Corey.
If they see a girl here, they'll think she's married to someone. And that's just going to cause too many questions. So the Smurfs wake up, and then as the Smurfs wake up, so too do a bunch of people around the room. Mm-hmm. We've got Garfield, who is a lamp. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We've got
Alf, who is
Alf, who is just a picture of Alf. Right. There's just a framed photo of Alf.
Who didn't have a framed photo of Alf on their
wall? I mean, I wish I had one now.
I didn't have much exposure to Alf, and I walked away from this being like, seems like a good dude.
Yo, Alf is so fucking funny.
He eats cats, though, doesn't he?
Alf does eat cats. Well, it's a joke that he's going to eat the family cat. He doesn't eat the cat.
Well, because I think it was because at the end, this is kind of skipping ahead, but it's a PSA. You guys know how these play out. Mm-hmm. At the end, when Alf is like man-to-manning with Michael, the teen, I was like, this is actually so effective. He's giving such an effective pep talk right now. And it's because he kind of looks and acts like a scumbag. So like everything he says isn't coming
across.
Take it
from me, I've done every drug.
Yes, that was exactly.
Alf is like salt of the earth.
Yeah, he's so salt of the earth.
It wasn't condescending. Mm-hmm. It wasn't paternalistic. Yeah. It felt like he was
He met that kid where he was at.
Yes, and it felt like it was like coming from a personal place.
The kid doesn't have a dad. Let's face that.
Let's face it. The dad is crushing beers. He's the problem. The dad also gets approached by the daughter at one point who like clearly is trying to tell on the brother but feels bad, and the dad just doesn't sniff it out at all.
Not
he's just a moron who crushes beers, which I guess
he was drunk in the garage like any other 90s dad.
You know what, he works hard moving that air conditioner from one place to another in the garage.
Oh my god, it was awesome. Okay, so, and I will say Alf and one other cartoon character, who I will reveal later, made me laugh out loud in this. I think Alf is an MVP here.
I just was kind of like sitting there being like, if you were trying to like, you know, reason with me, I would actually find it effective.
Yeah, Alf was way more effective than Bugs Bunny.
I've never seen an episode of Alf, but maybe going to do an Alf watch.
Alf
rocks. Yeah?
Yeah.
This was kind of my first exposure.
I do. I mean, I love that whole genre of alien that just comes to Earth and it's just like, actually it rules here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we've got Alf.
So then we get Alf comes out and he wakes up Garfield too, and he threatens Garfield to eat him because that's what he does.
Yeah, because Garfield doesn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah.
So this is my first question. I've never heard Garfield's voice before.
It's a beautiful voice.
It's in his head.
But I'm saying, is that a canon voice that's used for Garfield?
Yes, that's Garfield's voice. Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
He's incredible.
Oh yeah, Garfield.
I loved his voice.
Garfield's great.
It was never how I pictured it, and it made me retroactively like all the cartoons I read more. Yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna say it. I think that he's better than Chris Pratt. I know that's controversial, but I think that Lorenzo Music is a better Garfield.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It was like there was something so like soothing and comforting about it that I expected him to be grumpy from what I'd read, and then it was perfect.
It's like lilting almost.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that you love Chris Pratt, but like I gotta say, I think Lorenzo's better. Lorenzo just tops it.
Guys, we can't have this fight again.
Yeah. Okay.
You're right. Sorry.
So Alvin and the Chipmunks also wake up. Are they in a record? Where were they?
Yeah, they're in a record.
They're in a record, of course.
Oh, nice.
And Alvin and the Chipmunks, I will say, it took me a little bit to get used to them. Hearing them outside, of course, we all hear the Christmas song every year.
Right.
So I'm used to hearing them in the musical context. Hearing them chatting as the fucking Chipmunks, like going a mile a minute, is so grating. It's terrible. I cannot imagine having children that watch that show.
And it all comes back around because there is a musical number at the end, and every cartoon voice that should not be singing is singing.
Are the main characters singing? Yeah. It's like, let Alf take the lead on this one.
Exactly.
Guys.
Yeah. And when they come in, you can tell that's a professional.
Yeah.
Like, thank God.
Can I ask you guys, like, what are the annoying cartoon voices now that your kids watch? Dear God, they're watching this.
Watching this made me nostalgic for annoying cartoon voices because I feel like they are a little more normal now. Like,
that makes sense.
They're like working voice actors for sure that like have incredible range.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, a lot of these voices have gone extinct. I mean, you definitely don't get as many like sped up chipmunk voices.
Yeah. They were going like a little stylistically nuts in the 90s.
Yes.
It feels like now they're like they've like studied what kids need to hear. Mm-hmm. And in the 90s, yeah. they were just guessing. And they were like, oh, really fast, frenetic, insane voices. And now it's like everything that Gemma listens to, it's mm-hmm. so slow and soothing.
Yeah.
And sometimes that grates on me.
Yeah. But
really?
Like, everyone should be yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids crave the funny voices, though, because Sydney has a character that she forces me to do, which is based on a bear we have named Hug-a-Bug. Uh-huh. And it's just Mickey Mouse. It's just a Mickey Mouse that she wants to kind of be mean to.
It's so funny when kids get to that stage where they're like acting out social disruption.
But like within boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I'd like
yeah.
to be mean to this stuff too. Right. Yeah.
So it's me being like, I want to go to school with you. And she's like, you can't, Hug-a-Bug. So yeah, I That's think that cute. Like, we've lost something here. And I think that the All-Stars can show us the way. Yeah.
Do you think, though, that it's because now visuals are so stimulating that they don't feel like they need to put as much stimulation into the audio?
Maybe.
Because also it used to be wall-to-wall
wow.
music.
That's a really good theory, Emily, because I feel like cartoons...
Thank you! Yeah. That felt like a really sincere compliment.
Of course. You're a smart, insightful person. What do you want me to say?
Wow.
But like, cartoons used to be stiffer just by necessity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was fucking hard to animate them. But now that it's all like digital and you can like, you know, obviously it's still a lot of work.
Yeah.
But like there are shortcuts and like, you know, there's like animation techniques you can do that make things a little easier. So like, I think that like the voices do have to be less extreme. I mean, there are obviously fringe cases. Like SpongeBob's still on the air.
Right.
But SpongeBob doesn't grate on me. I like the SpongeBob voices.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love them. And I do. How do we think SpongeBob would land on this? I feel like he'd have to be for drugs.
He would be in the drug chest.
He's like a 22-year-old burger flipper.
That dude
he's gonked out of his mind.
He's a little too
SpongeBob likes edibles.
So that's the whole crew that's in the room. Mm-hmm. They wake up. There's like a team that is sent essentially, which is Alvin and the Chipmunks and Alf.
Yeah.
And Garfield. Garfield comes too.
Oh, Garfield.
And they go to the older brother's room. They go in the older brother's room.
Kermit goes as well, doesn't he?
Who does? Kermit stays. There's like a little kid contingency that's like Kermit and Pooh stay with the little sister while she wakes up.
Uh-huh.
And then like Alf and the Tufts go to go to confront the older brother. And Alf said something that... legitimately made me laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the exact line was, but it was just Alf's delivery of it. It was just so adult in a way that did not fit a cartoon where you hear a smash and he goes, the distinct sound of a piggy bank being shattered.
Yeah. His delivery was so funny.
Yeah, he's like a Catskills comedian.
He really did feel kind of out of place.
Yeah,
they were like, cooking. They were cooking with Alf.
It almost sounded like the voice actor himself knew he was out of place and was laughing a little bit.
I will say, I think I have an okay Alf. I think I just did a pretty good
job. I thought that was really good.
I feel like no one complimented me. So
I'm sorry.
I just had to fucking call it out.
I'm sorry. You know what? And I should have passed it forward because Caldwell gave me that really nice compliment. Yeah. So
I clocked it.
Oh,
that's what Alf would want.
Yeah.
I need Alf to talk me down.
Can we back up a little bit to talk about how funny it is that this guy is going to buy weed with coins?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. So he
specifically at the video arcade.
Yeah. So he shatters the piggy bank and he's stealing coins from his sister and he's like, there's got to be $20 in here, which of course is 1990. So that's so much fucking money.
Right? Don't you guys remember how quickly quarters would roll up into real money?
Oh yeah.
I used to love rolling quarters.
Oh yeah. Oh, I used to just get ripped off by the Coinstar at the grocery store.
No, you gotta roll it up and take it to the bank, bro.
Yeah,
I used to ask my mom, can we go get coin rolls?
Because you can get coin rolls for free at the bank and then you bring them home.
I know, but going to the bank, you feel like you have to bring an adult with you. And I wasn't
the adult brought me.
Yeah.
And your hands would smell like metal for days afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we didn't wash our hands or drink water back then.
We definitely didn't drink water.
No water.
I've said this before on the show. I used to drink like 5 Dr. Peppers a day.
And that's fine. Just don't do drugs.
That's fine. That's why my stomach is shattered. Okay, so... all the cartoon characters go in and Michael gets confronted by his sister and throws a box of drug paraphernalia under the bed.
Yeah.
The cartoon characters that are hiding there find it.
This is so funny.
And great characterization. Simon, of course, the smartest of the chipmunks, realizes that it's marijuana.
He is the one. Although that's kind of also the most suspicious.
Yeah.
How do you know, dude?
How do you know?
I've experimented with it.
You're like 8 years old, dude. I know you're smart, but how do you know what marijuana looks like?
Yeah. It was so jarring that they all know what weed is.
Yeah. Well, they are rock stars. So they, yeah.
Really? Is that their background?
They do in the cartoon show. They are like, they're a band. Yeah.
I mean, Dave smokes. Dave absolutely smokes.
You He's got three chipmunks.
He's got three chipmunks for children. He's so uptight. He needs to unwind.
He's screaming all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He needs to smoke.
That's why he hasn't had a heart attack
yet. He should smoke.
Do you know, I just realized, I think that I confuse the guy who owns Garfield with the guy who owns the chipmunks.
John Arbuckle and Dave Seville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like the same to me.
Yeah. Oh, did I call him John?
Yeah. No, this was in my head.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It is kind of an archetype.
Just like
man with a problematic animal offspring.
Man with problematic dependence.
Yeah.
My favorite part here is how crestfallen the chipmunks are.
Oh, the chipmunks are devastated.
Yeah. Really? I don't remember that. What did they do?
I feel like Theodore is just torn up about it.
Oh, yeah. Theodore's so torn up about it.
Probably because he saw the guy with the glasses go through it.
Simon, when he went through his weed phase.
Yeah. Before Simon got cleaned up. Yeah.
Okay, so then older brother kicks out the little sister and is like, I didn't steal it. It just broke in my room. Like, just was clearly lying. He's like, he's so drugged out, dude. And then it cuts to him at the arcade.
Yeah.
Which, again, made me miss arcades. Maybe it's the 90s. Like, smoking pot in an arcade.
Smoking indoors.
Seems fucking fun.
Yeah. But even just the idea that, like, even in the 90s, that's not where that stuff was happening, was it?
No. No. It was in, like, a Wendy's parking lot.
Okay.
It was also, no, arcades were fucking gnarly.
Really?
They were definitely, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like nobody was smoking weed inside an arcade. Maybe in some.
They certainly were at the arcade.
You were a cool arcade.
There was an arcade near us that was, like, kind of a dangerous arcade that it was, like, the teens hung out at it.
Oh, okay.
And my parents would literally be like, you're not allowed to go to that arcade.
That's so cool. We should go there now as adults.
So I don't know
God. I'm actually afraid.
I would be afraid to go. Well, the arcade is for sure closed. Uh-huh. And probably because
it's probably better for doing drugs in now.
Yeah. No doubt the people that ran it were smoking weed in the back of it.
The only arcade where I grew up was like the prelude to a movie theater. It was like in the lobby of a movie theater.
I think the time of CD arcades has really passed.
Yeah.
Now they're all super shiny and bright. They used to be like dark and kind of seedy.
Okay, so then this was totally, I thought that was such a silly detail, but now it's
like the
legit
teenager version of a biker bar.
Yeah.
Some of them certainly.
Well, this is when we're introduced to my favorite character, which is Smoke.
Oh, yeah. Ghost.
Oh, my God.
We've already established that ghosts do exist in this world.
Yes.
And this is a smoke demon that is
come.
It's the fears of peer pressure and the temptation of smoking, like, personified into this ghost.
He is weed.
He's a weed gas.
Yeah.
And I loved him. He kind of looked like, I want to say his name was Typhon from Final Fantasy VI. But he had, like, really good gnarly teeth.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He looks a little like Hades from the Hercules movie, too.
That's what
he's got that smoky, like,
ooh, yeah,
like the smoky hair.
The fire is the hair.
Yeah.
He's also voiced by George C. Scott, the actor who played Patton.
It was great voice acting.
Yeah, no, it was incredible.
Yeah, so so Smoke is the, like, peer pressurer who's just like, come on, smoke a little bit more, it'll be fun. And Michael just kind of listens to him, and then his friends, like, offer him, like, crack, like, instantly.
They offer him
crack rocks,
it's
right?
Something.
Because later,
it's crack rocks, it's unclear.
It's just crystals.
Yeah.
Could be coke, could be crack. They just say, this will get you a real high. Like,
they say it's the new stuff, which, so,
yeah, they just say it's the new stuff, and the show white rocks.
Yeah, but
later on they say they're going to do crack.
Well, no, because later they cut back from commercials, and it's just a girl in a Blossom hat who says, "If I had $10, I could get us crack right now." And it was such a jarring reintroduction.
It was so jarring.
Well, weed is a gateway drug. It's a gateway drug. The Bushes told you that.
Yeah, the Bushes told us it was a gateway drug.
Bushes and their dog.
Her outfit's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, so then they hear police sirens, and all of the friends separate, because guess what, gang? The friends you make doing drugs aren't your real friends. They'll ditch you.
I didn't get that subtext.
Yeah, because also Smoke literally goes through the wall and leaves him to be caught by the
police. You're on your own, kid.
And then you see a shadowy figure coming around. It seems like he's going to be arrested, but then it's Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
I don't know if this cameo worked for me.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny.
I think
Bugs Bunny was the least effective, yeah. I think.
They clearly wanted Mickey here, and Disney said no. Because it's just like, Bugs isn't the goody two-shoes. And
you're
also,
right.
Also, like, this kid's disrespecting Bugs, and I was not here for it, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a moment where he's, like, sassing Bugs, and I'm like, you watch your fucking
mouth.
It's
like, Bugs... Bugs will fucking turn you inside out, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Was that Time Machine, Marvin the Martian's?
I think there was a joke
space
that, yeah.
There was a joke that he got it from a coyote.
Yeah, so Bugs Bunny says, like, these guys aren't your friends, and you're only doing this stuff because you want other people to think you're cool. And he's like, no, I don't. He's like, let me take you back in time. So they go back in time, make a little nod to the fact that he stole it, Time Machine from Marvin the Martian, which was kind of
it
fun.
It was real. Cute. Well, I loved Marvin the Martian.
Oh, yeah,
I remembered
great.
Him.
That's such a classic Emily pick.
I would have loved to see Marvin the Martian and Elf interact.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
gonna be a that's Again. Gonna be a thorn for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think Marvin is probably just like absolutely wasted on some like gravity galaxy gas or something like that.
You're right. You're right. He's absolutely stoned with Smurfette.
So then they go back in time. Mm-hmm. And of course, he was peer pressured into it. He like lost his frisbee and some cool kids were smoking weed. He does walk up to the kids thinking they're smoking cigarettes. And he just goes like, what are you guys doing? Trying to get lung cancer? Which like I'm just imagining a 10-year-old saying that to like a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Just saying that and then being so immediately susceptible to,
to weed
pressure.
Yeah, right. Just being like, cigarettes, I've been told those are wrong and I'll never do those. Weed, what? No one's ever talked to me about this at all. Okay.
But they also did call it grass, which now the term grass has such like a gentle connotation for us that like when they said grass, I was like, oh, okay, so he's not trying it yet.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh wait, no, that's actually
There's no mercury in this marijuana.
Yeah.
It's not coming from an oil pod that you inhale.
So then Bugs Bunny's spiel is basically just like, you did this because of peer pressure, blah, 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 blah. The next person who takes him on his like Ghost of Christmas Past.
By the way, Bugs was really ineffective for me. I thought he was trying like eight different paths to try to get through to this kid, and none of them were working.
Well, that's because Bugs Bunny is best when he's dressed as a woman trying to kiss a man who's trying to shoot him with a gun.
Yeah.
He's
and
out
I
of
feel,
pocket
I
here.
Feel the same way about myself, you know?
And you're plugging a hunting rifle with your fingers and planting a smooch on a bald hunter.
That's me being me.
Uh-huh.
At my most me-est.
Emily, you're always jumping into holes. And then when I try to follow you in the hole, it turns out to just be a painting. And I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I hate to air that now, but man, it sucks.
Yeah, dude. Why are you always trying to kill Emily?
Bugs really needs to be punching down, but instead he's talking to Michael like he's an equal.
Exactly.
And frankly, he's not.
He's just not.
He's not.
Mm-hmm. It's also like, again, I'm putting Bugs in the camp of like, maybe he's cleaned up his act now, but like that dude has done some shit. That
he's supposed to be a slippery rascal kind of, right?
Yeah. Bugs should have been like, I've been there, I've done that.
Yes. Exactly. He should have had the Alf mentality.
The Alf mentality. Alf also just talks and dresses
the
like someone who did.
Reformed,
to be clear, Alf does not admit to doing drugs.
The sort of reformed scumbag vibe of Alf.
I needed Bugs to like pull up his fur and show me like 12 nicotine patches.
Yeah. Okay, so
I will not drink with you this day.
So then Bugs Bunny is the Ghost of Christmas Past. His Ghost of Christmas Present is Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Also terrible choice.
Yeah.
He's the one who smokes weed for sure. If someone's gonna yell at you about drugs, it's Leonardo.
But maybe they were trying to balance it, right?
Yeah.
Because they were trying to say, like, hey, look at the cool people also don't do
drugs. Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
You know?
Like these rock star chipmunks, they don't do drugs.
Yeah.
The coolest turtle doesn't do drugs.
I think this could have been a Bush Senior note.
We make it Michelangelo.
This has got Jeb written all over it.
Yeah.
Jeb was 19 at the time.
And he had opinions.
Yeah, and he threw a fit.
Yeah. Jeb threw a fit when he saw Raphael there.
Threw a fit, got his way.
Yes, but Michelangelo, I remember as a kid seeing this and being absolutely Ninja Turtles obsessed. Mm-hmm. So I was in this primarily for the Ninja Turtles. And Michelangelo's cameo is so short.
It really is.
Because basically, Michael just falls into the sewer while he's running away from like another drug trip, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelangelo flushes him down to a roller coaster in his brain. That and they're on a roller coaster with Kermit and Miss Piggy, as babies, of course,
which is
babies.
Probably the trippiest part. Although the scary carnival that then he leaves his brain to go into is also really trippy.
And I will say the only the only decent point made in this entire show is made by the Muppet Babies. Because they're going through the roller coaster and Kermit's like, and pretty soon you need drugs just to feel normal and stuff, like talking about like the syntax of your brain. And I'm like, you can like fuck up like your dopamine levels by like, it's like he's kind of, Kermit is kind of right here. Kermit's, the baby is kind of right.
Yeah,
baby Kermit is onto something.
Maybe they put the turtles in there because they needed a proper hero's journey, like Joseph Campbell style. Mm-hmm. So they needed a descent. So they needed to say, they didn't want to put him just into the brain. They needed him to go into a suit.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, who the fuck lives in the sewer?
Right.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the ferryman.
Yeah. So they essentially learn about the brain and the dangers.
Yeah.
But
it mostly looked like a super,
but it looked like a sick trip.
This is when it loses me, because it's just like everything that's happening here rocks.
Yes. It's just like, what if your brain was like a weird sort of purpley bluey twisty scape?
Yeah.
What if it was a Electric Light Orchestra concert on the ceiling of the of the planetarium?
Oh, or it's also like, what if you just got to ride Space Mountain with the Muppets?
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine? Well, actually, they're changing Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster to be a Muppet roller coaster.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's going to be like with Animal and what are they called? The Electric, whatever.
Dr. Mayhem and the Electric Teeth.
There you go.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Well,
there you go.
I'll be there day one to protest.
What? Because you love Aerosmith.
Excuse me. Walk this other way. Yeah. Do not get on this ride.
Hate in an elevator.
The amount
I'm so jaded by this.
Yeah. I want to miss this thing.
What percentage of people do you think like Aerosmith more than the Muppets? It's zero, right?
I really think that there is I think that there is a slice of Gen X.
Yeah, you're right.
Just a little slice.
That are like, Aerosmith fucking rocks.
I think even some late millennials too.
You think Gen X,
but you would like the Muppets.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I guess Gen X, there is a world where maybe you were too young for the Muppet show and too old for Muppet Babies, maybe.
Yeah, but I think if you miss the Muppets, I feel like you must know inherently that they have more value than Aerosmith.
Steven Tyler is Muppet-esque.
Below, do you prefer
Aerosmith or the Muppets? I'm going to come pretty hard on the Muppet side.
I got to abstain.
Yeah, you have to.
I think we would be shocked.
But like, also, if Aerosmith had an entire roller coaster ride for so long, I think they just had a really much bigger cultural impact than hit our generation.
Oh, certainly. I mean, they were huge, huge, huge.
Yeah.
It is funny, though. I do remember thinking, like, being at Disney World, going on that ride and being like, who is this for?
Yes.
Well, Aerosmith's Rockin' Roller Coaster. Like, the storyline of the ride is that you're in a... You're in a car that needs to speed up to get to the Aerosmith show because you're such an Aerosmith fan and you're going to miss it if you don't hurry and speed.
I think it's for like rad Gen X moms who used to be groupies.
Yeah.
And they're reliving those glory days.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess ultimately, like, if the parents are into it, the kids will go on the ride too.
They settle down now, but they do miss the days of touring.
Heck, it's a great roller coaster. It's a great roller coaster, and I'm excited for the Muppets to take it over.
Murph, do you remember Revolution X?
Revolution X?
An arcade game themed around the band Aerosmith.
Vaguely. Such impact.
Was it like a shooter?
It was a shooter game.
Yes, I do remember that.
And I think somebody had kidnapped Aerosmith or something like that.
We have to save Aerosmith. We fucking have to.
People
love Aerosmith.
All on the line for Aerosmith.
Okay, I actually think there are people out there who really prefer Aerosmith over the Muppets.
We'll throw up a poll.
Yeah, we'll throw up a poll and be like Aerosmith.
I think Patreon allows you to do polls.
Who do you like, Aerosmith or the Muppets?
Should we do our first ever poll?
Our first poll ever.
I think the Muppets will win so handily that I'd have to be like do you like the Muppets 10 times more than you like Aerosmith?
Well, the thing is, if we post the poll after this, it's going to be skewed based right. on our opinions. We have to post it.
Before?
We have to post it now.
Before?
With no context.
With no context?
Yeah.
That's really smart. Okay, so then after the roller coaster mm-hmm. inside the mind of somebody tripping on drugs, Michael gets trapped and has another hallucination of himself at a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just being like thrown around between the different rides that yeah. all, and he's like teeny. And he also, all of the guys that have helped him so far, all of the cartoons that have helped him so far are now kind of bad guys and like accidentally almost yeah. eating him and
well,
stuff.
Yeah.
There's a musical sequence before this. He like,
you went past the musical.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because he's trapped in his own brain and he's trying to skateboard and he's about to crash because he's so high.
Yeah.
And then I believe Huey, Dewey, and Louie show up and they all start singing a song, which is centered around Huey, Dewey, and Louie, which is like, they're not who you
they're
want.
They're not singers. You've they're already very got hard to understand.
A trio of animals that
yeah,
are good singers.
Yeah, their uncle's too rich to be good at anything.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think that's why they think they're good singers?
Yeah.
Their uncle paid for a bunch of lessons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's trying to launch their careers.
So then the whole like cast comes in and starts singing yeah. along with them. And once the cast came in, song's kind of a fucking banger.
You know why it's a banger?
Why?
Because it's written by Alan fucking Menken.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who did a lot of the songs for Disney musicals.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was at first, it started off like all sultry because it was the weed cast singing it. Mm-hmm. And I got really excited. And then Scrooge's nephews came in and I was like, oh, they're ruining it. But then it won me over with the, like this little like ragtime jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
what were the lyrics? It was something like, there's a million trillion wonderful ways to say no.
No.
You got it.
It was that. Okay, there you go.
You have yeah,
I got it. Okay, I'll do it as Elf.
Yeah, could use more Aerosmith, but it's pretty
yeah.
good.
Honestly, all of the rollicking guitar was under the bad guy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weak
so they had this song. I thought I was not going to skip the song. I thought it came later because it honestly would make sense for it to come later because
oh, yeah.
they weirdly like then back up and continue to do more drug trip stuff.
They do the musical yeah. number way too early.
Yeah. Like,
clearly, this is your show-stopping finale.
Yeah, that was the show-stopping finale. I thought we were done. I was like, yeah. this is everyone has come together. Then they go back in his brain.
Mm-hmm. And then he's in the carnival.
He dreams of a dark carnival, yeah. ICP style.
Yeah.
And then, second greatest cameo, in my opinion, Daffy Duck.
Mm. Wow.
Daffy Duck as the psychic made me laugh because he pulls out a crystal ball to show his future and it's just a bowling ball.
Yeah.
And
then he was like, he had some joke that made me laugh out loud with his bowling ball.
Yeah, it was just like, your future is dark. And like,
and then he's like, that's a bowling ball. And he's like, oh, that explains the, and then
the
he 7-10 said some,
split.
Yeah, yeah, the 7-10 yeah. split.
Solid. Really good. Yeah. Daffy Duck.
It got me.
I gotta say, better than Bugs Bunny. Sorry.
Better I think
utilized. He was better utilized, mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really did. Now, the idea that they tried to shove mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny into a Mickey Mouse
yeah.
cameo puts it all into perspective.
I think Jeb probably wanted Bugs.
Yeah.
I think Jeb yeah. probably saw himself as a bit of a
what
Bugs.
About George? What that about what George wants?
George.
W.
He was too old, I think, to
yeah,
be
yeah,
giving
he was too
feedback.
Cool.
Jeb was a young 19.
Wait, isn't yeah. Jeb older?
I don't
he's
know.
Jeb older? Jeb's older, yeah.
I think George was the one who was doing younger. Drugs in college, too. So
yeah.
This was all
that's
about George.
George was not consulted because he was doing too many drugs.
Yeah, he was just, he yeah. loved the ghost.
He's a lost cause.
George is the Michael.
Yeah. So then it weirdly goes backwards. So mm-hmm. then Alf takes him on a one-on-one
yeah.
Ghost of Christmas Future.
And then that was effective.
Well,
I think a lot of us were feeling gently but lovingly upbraided.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go to like a hall of mirrors at the carnival.
Yes.
And
no,
shows,
Alf first appears in the mirror of the kid's weed box.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
that
and then
transports
pulls
them.
Him in. Mm-hmm. And they go back to the carnival. So
yeah.
begs the question, why not just stay at the fucking carnival?
Because it's a drug trip, man.
Drug
you're
trip.
In
That's
and out of consciousness.
The whole thing's been a drug trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Alf
he
takes him through a hall of mirrors.
He did one drag of weed, and now he's tripping out of his mind.
Takes him through a hall of mirrors and shows him his future, and he looks like a ghoul because he's doing drugs, yeah. like an actual yeah. zombie.
Fucking Fallout ghoul.
He looks yeah. like an actual fucking zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of the cartoon characters come back into his room, mm-hmm. and they find the little sister is about to do drugs.
Uh-oh. I don't think she would have gone through with it.
I don't.
She didn't know how.
It would have been complicated. You need
how.
A friend to help
Not
you.
To mention, yeah, it was really just like she had found his weed his weed box, which did anyone else? I have never encountered a rolled joint that looks like it was rolled with like a like lunch, like a paper bag.
It looked like heroin. The bag.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be paraphernalia.
It was just drug paraphernalia. It was all the drugs.
It was like a matchbook was the only thing I recognized in there.
Yes.
Anyways, I think that so there was like the weed gas was like over her shoulder being like, do drugs. And I was like, this girl does not know how to grind that marijuana. Yeah. She doesn't know how to roll a joint. She doesn't know how to do any of this.
Right.
I'm happy you weren't concerned because I've gotten soft or uptight. Like as all that was happening, I was like, oh no.
As parents, as you guys watch this and be like, whoa, this is effective.
Hey, smoke. You stay away from her.
Yeah. When the boy was crying and the little girl was like crying and then they had that like reunion, it touched me a little bit. I was just like, they're helping each other out.
I did love the shots of them with just so many tears streaming down their face. Whenever I say Onyx is crying, that's what I picture. I picture just like a really brief shot of tears streaming and then the next time you see her, it's gone.
So then he stops her from doing drugs and then he renounces his ways and they say, let's go talk to mom and dad. So he's going to go fucking tell on himself.
Yeah.
And let's face it, that dad is going to freak out. That dad is going to freak out.
That dad is going to need to go to the garage and crush through beers and then come back.
It's so fucking funny how off the mark the messaging is in this.
Right.
And that like, it's fine for dad to crush beers.
You can see like the George H.W. note being like, well, the dad can have a few beers.
The dad, of course, has four beers.
I mean, if the game's on, what else are you going to do when your shit son is stinking up your place?
It's neither here nor there, but Jeb Bush was 37 in 1990.
Okay.
Well, so younger than
that's
younger
honestly,
than
us.
And
that's,
here we are having opinions about cartoons.
Yeah, we have opinions.
That's pretty old to be saying, dad, it has to be Bugs, not me.
That's the wisdom he brings.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeb. I don't know about that note, Jeb. 37-year-old
Bugs fan.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the end. Then you see all the cartoon characters get together and jump into a poster that's Cartoon All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. So the implication of calling it Cartoon All-Stars and having a poster is that there are they tackle other subjects or no? This was a one-time.
This was definitely a one-time thing, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think I would have known about it because I don't know about anyone else. I've watched this no less than 30 times.
What?
I've
never seen this in my whole life.
Really? Yeah.
All of the guys are together.
No, I mean, I found it pretty thrilling.
Caldwell, had you seen it?
I had never seen this.
That's wild.
I knew about it, but I don't think I knew about it until I was like older. In college.
Did you have it taped?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I had it on tape. And so I would just watch it over and over again because I'm like, this is like watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Muppet Babies and Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Smurfs at the same time. Holy
yeah, no, that's true. It's pretty epic.
I have a question. Do you guys think it would be like a worthy public service if we basically ripped this episode and then just replaced everything about weed with pictures of vapes and then us ADRing vaping? Anytime they say drugs.
Definitely.
And that we could sort of share that, and that would be like kind of like almost like giving back.
Emily, I think that's the seed of a really great idea, but I think we should just go ahead and like redo the whole thing because we need to update all the characters. Like we need to get Stitch in there telling the kids.
The kids love Stitch.
And maybe
love Stitch. Get a little boo-boo in there.
Oh, okay. And then maybe it's vaping and high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
I can get in touch with George W. Bush.
Why?
He's my Uncle George.
I vomit.
It's so
friend.
Watching this, it really is so the like encapsulation of why the Just Say No thing didn't work. It's like it's just targeted at like 5-year-olds, and you're like, what 5-year-olds are being offered pot?
It's also making a very like adult argument, which is like it makes a lot of sense now as an adult, right? Like, you just have to, if you have internal self-esteem, then you'll make decisions based on what you actually want to do, not to fit in.
Right.
But you are too young to understand that.
It's also
you don't
like,
get to know that till you're 37, like Jeb was.
It also shows their like inherent misunderstanding of like what the problem even even was. It's like, oh, all these kids, all their friends are pushing drugs on them. That was not what it was.
No.
Yeah.
It's also like the advice they give is like, here's a bunch of different ways to say no. But then they like sing it in a way where you can't really hear the individual.
Oh my God, you're right. They don't even give like a bunch of examples.
No.
The only way to use that in that situation, if you're in that situation and you're like, okay, well, I remember the cartoon All-Stars told me that there's 100 ways to say no. The only thing you could do is be to start singing the song. Right.
That's which would just get you beaten up so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe one of the excuses they used was, I've got homework to do. Yuck.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to help you, friend.
Yeah. It's so funny because it's all aimed at just these like really little kids that like, barring extreme circumstances, are not going to be offered drugs.
Right.
And then because you equate every drug as being the same, where you're like, if you smoke weed, you're going to turn into a literal fucking ghoul. Once you find out that that's a lie, then all of the other lessons leave too, because you're just like, well, they're lying to me.
Right.
So that's I guess I can do heroin because they're fucking lying to me.
Yeah. So crack is also fine.
Yeah.
So who are the cartoon all-stars that we would put in it now?
Of today?
Of today. Elsa,
that makes me sad because
Elsa's going to be there for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Moana.
Moana. Pikachu.
Honestly,
we're going to need at least probably 13 Pokemon.
Here's the nuts thing. Pikachu could have been in it like 8 years later and could still be in it like 30 years later.
And I think if Pikachu showed
that's
up, Jack Black from Minecraft is going to need to be in there.
Yeah, just as a full human man. Here's the problem with Pikachu, though. Pikachu can't talk. He just says Pika Pika.
Oh, Meowth will translate for him.
Oh, okay. So Meowth and Pikachu.
Yeah.
You'd be like, it's your brain will start to like rationalize it, and you'll just need more and more drugs.
Actually, you know what? I think that Pikachu would occupy sort of the Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So it's like it would be what the one that woke up with the woman.
The woman?
She was wearing so much
makeup. The
true
child.
There's actually some like pretty impactful scenes where Pikachu is communicating with Ash just via saying Pika Pika a lot.
Yeah.
Like in the episode where he like doesn't want to evolve yet and he like swipes the stone out of the Ash's hand with his tail.
Yeah.
And then he's just like giving like impassioned Pika Pikas.
Oh yeah.
I think that like he could transcend the language barrier here.
Maybe the Demon Slayers from the K-pop Demon Slayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they would have a good cameo. I mean, they would be, they're sort of the modern elf and chipmunk.
And who's the modern elf? That's the question.
Who is the modern
Jack elf? Black in Minecraft.
Maybe Jack Black in Minecraft. Right. Yeah. I think just like all of Roblox is maybe the modern elf.
Yeah.
See, this is tough. Besides Pikachu, there's just too much turnover these days.
Yeah.
All of the characters from this are just like characters from way before that have been
enduring legacies. Yeah.
Yes, enduring legacies.
I do think they would be all video game characters. I think that Mario would be there.
Be right.
I think Sonic would be there. I think that Bowser Jr. would like absolutely be trying to vape, and his dad would be like, "Hey, we have our own fire," and that would be Jack Black again. So like you're getting him twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
You're
just
right.
like one day in the booth.
Video game
double
characters.
Jack.
Yeah. So it's got to be video game characters.
Give me a Jack and make it double.
Video game characters and Elsa.
And Elsa for good measure. Yeah.
Okay. So
Elsa's really all you need.
I have a question for you guys. First off, personal favorite cartoon character that showed up in this.
Ooh.
And then also, let's talk about which ones had the best arguments. Who could have stopped you from doing drugs?
I mean, I already said Alf because it felt like he was reasoning with me, aka Michael, peer to peer.
Right.
Not from a place of a high horse, but rather from like someone who's like, hey, don't, I actually have been where you've
been. Hey, I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's Lorenzo Music. It's the Garfield. I think he just comes to me and says hey, you don't even need to do drugs to enjoy a nice lasagna. It's already there for you and it's delicious.
I will say, critique of Garfield.
Critique.
Critique of Garfield.
I don't know if I'm open to it, but
the voice. The voice is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Garfield rocks. Garfield's material was all based on catchphrases and things from his world, as opposed to Alf, who was calling it as he saw it.
That's true.
They should have let Garfield be Garfield.
Yeah, Garfield was using lasagna as a crutch, I would argue.
Well, this is the problem. Like, Garfield's kind of in the same boat as Bugs, where it's like Garfield is punching down.
Sure.
Garfield is throwing lasagna on John's
Can I argue, though, that Garfield got 4 frames a week and Alf got how many frames are in an episode of TV?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you think Alf's just more fleshed out?
He's more fleshed out.
Yeah.
He has more frames to work with.
He's got more mic time.
And I think Jim Davis has definitely given Garfield some heft over the years. Like, okay. we've learned a lot about that overweight tabby. But, I think that you're right, that Alpha's got more to offer.
I also, did you guys notice there was one moment where things got really serious to the point where they dropped out the music, and then every individual cartoon character said, like, their catchphrase, but there was, like, no music?
I don't know that I caught that.
Did you watch a different version?
Yeah, what happened? What do you
mean? It was, like, at the
Were
very...
Were you high?
I watched it a second time. I got really high, watched it a second time. Yeah. No.
Did you have crack?
But no, there was one point where almost because there was so much music, then it was noticeable when there was no music. Mm. And then all the characters were saying their catchphrases, but twisting
sadly,
them to be, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Cowabunga.
Kind of. <yeah.
laughs> Was this in the Dark Carnival? This seems like during the Dark Carnival sequence.
Yeah, I think so.
The Dark Carnival arc.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my real problem with this, is it should have been like a 22 episode show.
So what is everyone's favorite cameo?
Yeah, Jake. Well, I say mine's Garfield.
I said Garfield actually was my favorite one because I'd never heard his voice before, and it was totally different than I'd ever heard it in my head, and I liked it.
Yeah.
And then the most effective, which was your second question, Alf.
Yeah. I think for me, Alf, favorite cameo, or maybe Daffy Duck. Mm-hmm. Daffy Duck / Alf. Alf had more to work with, so we'll go Alf. And then I'll say most effective argument was the Muppet Babies.
Okay, Jake, your turn.
See, my favorite cameo was actually Huey, Dewey, and Louie, because it came so late, and I was just surprised to see him, and it's a threefer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, how could this get more star-studded? And bam,
three strange Donalds.
And then I think the most effective argument on me, even though I didn't appreciate it, would be Bugs's, because he's kind of shaming Michael. And I think if somebody was just calling me a loser and calling me names for doing drugs, I would be like, oh, all right, maybe I should.
It is. I mean, yeah, that's really the better question. Is like, which of these characters, if they showed up and shamed you for doing drugs, would you just be like, you're right, Bugs? Because I feel like if Bugs Bunny did show up and was kind of like, if he was punching down on me for the shit how I was living my life, I would probably change my ways.
Yeah, you'd be like, am I an Elmer Fudd?
Slimer would scare the shit out of me.
Slimer is legit scary, and he's a real ghost in his canon. We talked about how Slimer was real, but we didn't talk about how he was introed. All of the little guys around the room are coming to life, they're all toys and books and pictures. Slimer just teleports through the wall.
Is
a ghost and is real.
He also doesn't do shit.
He doesn't do anything. Yeah.
He just shows up and then leaves.
I also really like Pooh. Pooh doesn't have an agenda, it doesn't seem.
His
right.
agenda was just to be there for Corey, his wife.
I thought Pooh just being an emotional support bear was really powerful.
That is the
I'm guessing
Pooh.
That everyone
quiet
has,
and effective.
I'm guessing that everyone has talked about this to death, but I guess I haven't really looked at this creature enough. Mm-hmm. Pooh's shirt is so short.
Yeah.
It's like a 90s shrug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't even cover his tits.
Well, it's because he's rubbly tumbly and he's got a bowl full of honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's teddy bear.
Yeah.
It feels so silly.
Yeah. Well, he's a cuddly
little silly guy.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a cuddly little tubby all stuffed with fluff.
He's a silly old bear.
I think when I pictured it in my head, it just went longer down.
No, you got to have the rumbly tumbly.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, his belly's so big that it covers his genitals, so it's fine.
Okay, cool, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, and another question. Okay, so you guys hadn't seen this.
Yeah.
What of these properties did you enjoy as a child? Which ones of these did you watch?
I was hitting up all of them, for sure.
I think there was not a single one that I did not watch. I had an Alf lunchbox. I was all about Alf.
I guess Alf is my dark spot.
Ah.
I did not have Alf in my life, unfortunately.
I
had a little Alf, but not a ton.
I read some of the Garfield comics in the newspaper.
There you go.
Oh my God.
What? That's a sincere answer.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, why is that wrong?
No, I'm just laughing because you were so starved of cartoons as a child. Your parents just didn't let you watch it.
I watched Scooby Doo.
Did you watch Muppet Babies?
I may have seen it once or twice.
Here's the real question, though. Who do you wish had shown up here? Who is
Scooby Doo?
Scooby Doo would have really helped out. But
Scooby-Doo?
Also, Scooby Doo is like absolutely so.
Yeah, you're just, right.
Oh yeah,
famously
wasted.
Yeah. Famously stoned.
The wagon.
Yeah, you're
they'd
right.
have to get like Fred, and nobody wants Fred to show up.
It would almost be like bad PR for Scooby to be in this, because he was gonna like in like the. I feel like he's from like the 70s where they're like, actually, we all like grass right now.
I feel like Fred Flintstone should have shown up to hang out with the dad.
The dad is definitely the of all of the characters that make bad arguments in this, the dad is the worst.
Right.
Just well, quietly really make crushing any beers. Argument except with his actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
There before the grace of Alf.
Yeah.
I have one last thing I would like to share.
Okay.
If that's okay. Yes. Which is that there was an article in the LA Times from April 19th, 1990 about this, yeah. where it was shown to Congress.
Oh my God.
And there's some very fun quotes. Hollywood's plan to send Bugs Bunny and his friends into the fight against drugs won applause from Congress today, but also a request for more than just the cartoon special set to air on national television on Saturday. Mm. Then later on it says, let's see, the most powerful weapon that we know in politics is the cartoon, and we hope that the cartoon will be the most powerful tool to educate our children. Would you like to guess who said that?
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
Close. It was Joseph R. Biden.
Oh my God.
The article wow. concludes with the article concludes with a paragraph saying that some of the sound effects and music was missing because they were shown on an early draft. And Joe Biden says, "I know what I'm going to be doing Saturday morning," Biden said after the screening. "I want to hear the music."
That makes sense. Could you imagine how insufferable this would have been? Just like silence as he's like running through a dark carnival.
But what yeah. if the implication, what if the subtext of that though is like, I know what I'm going to be doing. Smoking weed, hallucinating some music.
I think Joe had notes. Joe had notes.
He's like copious notes. I looked through and mm-hmm. I definitely saw Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I knew Slimer. But I called him Flubber in my head when he came
well,
on the screen.
He's a green, yeah. He's
green goo.
A
green guy. I mean, there's a lot of green goo in the era.
The Ninja Turtles I knew a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And Daffy Duck.
Yeah. Yeah. These are all stars.
Yeah.
These are absolutely
Joe,
all stars.
We heard the music, Joe, and it was beautiful.
It's the last thing you hear before you die.
Should we? Let's do our A to J.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Wait, before we do A to J.
J meaning joint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Jeb.
Jeb had a lot of good notes. Right. And J being Jeb had a lot of good notes. And this thing is awesome.
J for just want to see Jeb's cut.
Yeah. Release the Jeb cut.
I have a question though. I have a
An
question.
Hour and 10 minutes, no music.
Would you guys ever consider playing this for your children in the future?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I
no
guess,
fucking
like,
way.
Everything is so
yeah.
different with weed now that it yeah. wouldn't even be the right message.
Right. It also just right. like, opens so many questions. Like, Sydney's going to be like, where are the edibles?
Where is crack? Like, but also, just like,
Jeb
yeah.
doesn't need to know that mm-hmm. crack even exists.
Yeah. It's just like, it seems like they're brushing over crystal meth, Dad, which seems like a real problem. Why are opioids not mentioned yeah. in this?
Yeah. I would say this is straight up not for children.
Yeah. I would say I'm going to give it a I for I liked the nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say H for oh boy, this cast is stacked.
Yeah, it really was star studded.
I'm going to give it an I for I kind of wish I had done some weed while watching this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll give it a J for Jeb Bush was yeah. 37 and he loved it.
I'm Jeb Bush. I'm 37 and I approve this message.
I'm the Lieutenant Governor of Florida and I approve this message.
All right, it's with been that, really yeah. hard to not say please clap every time
yeah,
I said
it's
his
so
name.
Hard
I'm
not
so
to
sorry.
That joke.
I know
so
it's the
funny.
Oldest meme, but it was really funny when it happened.
It's so yeah. good. Come on.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back next week with some more Trinityvale Extra and a short rest. In the meantime, Caldwell, why don't you take us out?
Okay. We did it, Joe. We beat the war on drugs. So everybody get ready.
We did it, Joe.
We beat the drugs.